In life or death decision-making scenarios, there's usually only a small list of possible outcomes that are positive. Time is not on your side. Luck doesn't exist. All you have is your training and experience to guide you. You either have one or the other, training or experience. There's no middle ground. If you act instead of reacting, you can raise the statistical chances for your survival and the survival of those you intend to help. A slow reaction significantly reduces your chances. Inaction means you or they die. My name is Nicholas Black, and I'm going to show you how to deal with fear by showing you how we've dealt with it. I've been shot at, stabbed, stranded, left for dead, hunted, stalked, and overwhelmed. I'm not a guru or a master of anything in particular, but I've had good coaches. I've trained with the toughest and most astute observers of success conditioning, military strategy, unconventional warfare, sports hypnotherapy, mixed martial arts, and emergency response. I was a bodyguard, a member of the Navy and the French Foreign Legion, a bouncer, and a fighter. I'm by no means a hero, but I'm a survivor. Since I'm admittedly not exceptional at anything in particular, that should reassure you because the basic guidance I offer to you is actually useful. There is some merit in my words simply because I'm here to give you these words. Our idea with this book is to give you tools you can use, idle car and OCD decision-making processes, right now that improve your chance of survival by giving you a process and a mental game for dealing with life or death decision-making scenarios. I will walk you into the situations we faced, situations that had limited choices due to circumstances beyond our control. Many of these decisions were life or death. Our goal with this book isn't to tell you what to do in a life or death decision-making scenario. Rather, it's to prepare you mentally to make the best decision you can when time isn't on your side. That's what we're all fighting for, isn't it? More time. More time to choose the right path, and more time to make the right decision. The samurai used to say that you should consider matters of little concern greatly and matters of great concern lightly. They meant that if you spend enough time considering the little things and seemingly insignificant details, then the larger obstacles and challenges are little more than just a bucket of little issues that our mind has already dealt with. Notice that I didn't use the word problems. Our minds tend to defer decision-making when we assume there is a problem. However, throughout our lives we face challenges and obstacles and constantly surpass them. Your mind is a muscle, and decision-making under fire is a skill. Talent can't be taught, but a skill can be. You should read this book with the goal of developing the skills necessary to make life or death decisions. Train your body and mind to assist you in this process rather than getting in the way, as our bodies and chemistry all too often do. We're going to provide you with a basic fundamental understanding of your body's biological driving forces, and then look at examples and scenarios that relate to the subject matter we are studying. This book can be used as a resource for training your mind in a variety of ways. If you have particular issues that need to be dealt with, this book will have you training almost immediately. If you want a broad understanding of the underpinnings of life or death decision making, then you've also got the right book. Along the way, I'll bestow upon you some of the techniques taught to me by Dan, my close friend and mental coach. This is going to give us some insight into the decision making processes that were instrumental in these different scenarios. What you will come away with by studying some of the life and death mental training techniques are a series of tools you can employ in your everyday life. You can read this book as a mental training guide, as an introduction to high-stress decision-making, or as just a list of odd and incredible life situations that you may learn from or relate to. Each person will take something different from this book. With each chapter, you'll find mental exercises and chapter takeaways. These are different mental exercises that you should practice both with the reading of the text as well as on your own. Hopefully, you don't have lots of life or death decisions in your day-to-day life. But with this training, you can develop confidence, coping mechanisms, and the underlying mental toughness that's necessary to make life or death decisions quickly and confidently, no matter what the situation.